Last week, the sky was tremulous as the Earth moved through a wide swath of solar wind, making way for all the terrific phenomena that's happening this week. I'm Mary Stuart Adams, and this is the Storyteller's Night Sky. The planet Mercury begins its first retrograde of the year on Tuesday, which is Mardi Gras in the Christian calendar. Now, if ever there was a festival that strikes the right mood for this trickster god, then Mardi Gras is it. Then on Wednesday, the last new moon of winter occurs, but not before the planet Uranus slips into the region of Taurus in the tropical zodiac. For astrologers, this is a momentous event. For the storyteller, it brings to mind some magical creation myths. Uranus is named for the Greek god of the sky, and Taurus is known as an earth sign. So right now, as the sky god is moving into an earth sign, it's like the mighty solar wind has blown them together, earth and sky, into a place of sacred meeting. The Maori of New Zealand described it this way. In the beginning of all things, the sky was the husband of the earth. They loved each other dearly and clung tightly to one another while countless years went by. There was neither night nor day, sun nor moon nor stars. Then came Tane, god of wind-swept spaces, the son of sky and earth, and with his strong arms he threw them far away from one another, out of love for all growing things that otherwise had to creep between them. As the story goes, Tane realizes the heartbreak he has caused in separating them, so he draped the Earth Mother in a green mantle with snow upon her shoulders so she would always be beautiful. And for the Sky Father, who was cold and lonely in the great spaces, he placed the sun on his back, the sliver moon at his front, and stars on his cloak, so he could drape it over his beloved Earth Wife each and every night. You can find a link to the full story at the IPR website. From Harbor Springs, I'm Mary Stuart Adams.